The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I am your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
I almost believe you.
Sunday morning, baby.
Yes, it is. That's morning, Matt. It's not that we're old, it's just we record really early.
Yeah, I went to bed at 11 last night. That's late, okay? Come on, just stay on!
Come on,
Jobs!
Come on, Grandpa!
Come on, just fucking stay on!
Keep playing Fortnite.
I'm fucking tired! I'd like to enjoy my weekend.
And what's left of it. All right, coming up on this week's show, we're going to get through quick so we can go take our watch Matlock and go to sleep.
Yeah, no shit.
We'll talk about the Waffle House shooting, a solar flare, a balloon, Gaza, Ukraine, a whole lot more. Our top 10 draft this week, Vince, we're doing TV hosts. That's any type of TV host, game show, talk show, etc. So that kind of a broad... A lot of people can be picked from. I got 40 on the big board, so we'll see where we go from there. We'll get to some listener questions, maybe. I might check them when we go to break. I don't even know if we have any. It's been that kind of week. You want to start with some TV news?
I want to be done with it.
All right.
Yay! That's it, folks.
Disney and ABC must face religious discrimination claims from two former General Hospital crew members. Who sued the network after they were fired for getting the shot. This is one of the first rulings to clear the way for trial over terminations caused by the blanket you got to get the shot or you're fired mandates. L.A. judge ordered Tuesday found that James and Timothy Wall had sincerely held religious beliefs that ABC should have accommodated by affording them exemptions. They did not. They fired them. So now we're going to trial. So there you go.
Awesome.
Good. That's actually good news.
Yeah, you have to take it. Oh, my God. Oh, you got it again? Oh, I'm sorry.
Safe, and they said you wouldn't get it if you got the shot.
Yeah, you fuckers lining up for all 15 of them now. Get it every year, twice.
Yeah, right? No, yeah. I'm not. I'm still pure blood. Yep. 2 years after canceling her talk show, Wendy Williams her team revealed she has been diagnosed with primary progressive aphasia and frontotemporal dementia. In a press release, her team confirmed that undergoing a battery of medical tests, she received the diagnosis late last year. PPA, aphasia, impacts speech, reading, writing, and the ability to understand what others are saying to you. It's a subtype of frontotemporal dementia, which affects communication, speech, writing, and the ability to understand language. She thanked fans for their support amid her diagnosis, and that was pretty much it. So, isn't aphasia what Bruce Willis was diagnosed with?
I believe so.
So she pretty much has the same thing he has. So
fuck that.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of her show, you know, but
that ain't no way to go out. You know what I mean?
The body
scared
can
of
go,
not knowing what the fuck's going on.
Right, you can't understand, you can't communicate. Yeah, that's fucking horrible. So. All right, let's get to some movie news here. Vince, have you seen this thing called Sora?
Oh, the AI thing.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it's frightening.
Well, it's so frightening that Tyler Perry has put his $800 million studio expansion on hold after seeing OpenAI's Sora and some of the videos that are being created. He said the jobs are going to be lost. And he said, quote, I feel like everybody in the industry is running 100 miles an hour to try and catch up, to try and put in guardrails. Yeah, Hollywood, you're in trouble. Because now people, like normal people, are going to be able to create stuff that looks super realistic. Yeah. I think the video I saw this morning was, it was like of that submersible that went down. I saw that video. I was like, it looks more realistic than footage we get from NASA.
I think the shit that I saw, it was a side-by-side of last year.
Yes.
It was like this half-assed Will Smith eating a burger or something.
Eating pasta. Yes.
I was like, oh, this is, look what can I do. In a year.
It has went to so realistic.
I'm getting kind of worried.
Yeah.
I've seen this movie.
Right. Well, see, I'm not worried about artificial intelligence because I believe in humanity's natural stupidity. So,
yeah, there we go. And it's led to this.
Yeah, it's led to this. Right. So people will make Taylor Swift videos and then you'll get banned on Twitter. I know how this goes.
I mean, you're worried about Taylor Swift nudies.
Yeah.
Right. But gives her a better ass than she will ever have ever. But you're not worried about the implications of the, what was the, God damn it, they did a war game scenario with
yes.
it. It nuked all of humanity.
It nuked Moscow and Beijing.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, the computers chose violence.
Yeah.
Somebody, that's an Arnold movie deal right there. Yeah.
No,
that's,
I'm not worried about it at all.
Yeah.
It accidentally gets into the fucking mainframe of the fucking...
We need Matthew Broderick, and would you like to play a game?
Yeah, that's where we're at.
Yeah.
<that's>... Yay!
And yet
smoke that bowl now, folks, because it's only going to get worse.
And your entertainment is going to be Madam Web. Just push the button, AI.
My fear is it's going to be not a boy and his dog. Well, that's really... But I have no mouth. I'm a scream.
Oh, God.
That's
yeah. Well, that was a downer.
next story. Hey, I'm starting comedy though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I'm gonna go into comedy.
Yeah.
Right. It took you a second to get that, didn't you?
I think you're too sober, but we'll get there. Inside joke.
No drinking for me, folks.
Nope. I gotta be sober for the AI shit.
I switched to the herb, all natural.
Yeah. We now have a release date for the Crow reboot. This is starring Bill Skarsgård, who played Pennywise in the It movie. June. It will be out in June. It has moved up on the release date schedule. So, I will see it just because I'm a fan of the character and everything. I'm not holding out a lot of hope because they've how many crows have there been? One, two, three, four. Yeah, because Edward Furlong, so there's been four. That one was dog shit.
It's going to make four look like Citizen Kane.
Yes. And four was based on a really good novel. But I digress. But yeah, so June, the Skarsgård crow will be out. So there you go. Do you like the Beatles?
Do I?
Would you like movies about each Beatle?
Oh, no.
Well, no. You're going to get it.
Maybe George, but not. No, I don't give a fuck about any of them.
Sony and Oscar-winning filmmaker Sam Mendes and his production company have set plans to make four separate theatrical movies, one on each band member. Mendes will direct all four films. This marks the first time that Apple Corp. And the Beatles, Paul, Ringo, and the families of John and George have granted full life story and music rights for a scripted film. So, which one you think will do the best at the box office is my question. Well, if it even goes to box office, John. It just may go stream. I was thinking John. It should be George.
It should totally be George.
But it won't be Ringo, but... Oh, no, it'll go theatrical because they'll do a big Hollywood, they'll do like a red carpet so they can get Paul and Ringo in pictures together. Yeah. But they had no release date or anything like that. So, all right, that's pretty much it for movie news this week. Let's go to comic book news. McDonald's is celebrating a new anime collaboration by launching a Los Angeles exclusive WookDonald's. This is the, if you see a bunch of anime shows, they always have McDonald's in them, but it's upside down, so the M looks, so the golden arches look like a W. They're going to roll this out 30 markets worldwide. Aside from the name, the difference in the anime stores will be the availability of a special sauce, manga-inspired packaging, episodic anime shorts, and manga. They went on to blah, blah, blah. Let's see, scroll.
Tentacle porn in the rear.
Yeah. Starting February 26th and going until March 18th, McDonald's will release a new anime short and new manga every Monday. WookDonald's.com, that's WC Donald's, or scanning the code on the new WookDonald's bag. So there you go. And they have created characters specifically for this, so silly, but it's a marketing gimmick, but there you go. This broke, I saw this next story this morning. Some sad news. You probably don't know the name Ramona Fraden.
You don't either, apparently.
She passed away at the age of 97. Her agent, Catskill Comics, posted this. Comes with great sadness to announce that Ramona passed away. Just a few moments ago, she was 97, had a long career in the industry, and was still drawing until just a few days ago. She's best known for drawing and reinventing Aquaman to the point where her name is actually in the credits of the movies now. She co-created Metamorpho. She worked on Shining Knight at DC. She co-created Aqualad. Of course, Metamorpho, who she created for the Brave and Bold series, which is, you know, Batman Brave and the Bold. She drew issue 59 of that, which was the Batman Green Lantern team up. And that's what set the premise for that book going forward, which was Batman teams up with another hero. That was her doing that, that's kind of set the format. She left to start her family, but returned back to comics in 72, where she drew like Plastic Man, Super Friends, which she did for the entire run. She did a couple things at Marvel, stuff like that. She drew the Mermaid Man for the SpongeBob comics. She did other stuff. She is the inspiration for the character of Ramona Flowers in the Scott Pilgrim. That's where they got it from her. So 97, lived a good long life and lasting impact in the industry for sure. So, because I saw there was a tribute this morning, Doc Shaner, the artist who drew our favorite book, Vince the Terrifics, which Metamorpho was in, said that, you know, she was the best Metamorpho artist there ever was and stuff like that. So, all right. That's pretty much it for comic book news. Your recommendations for books that came out this week. If you want a jumping on point and possibly a book that could be worth some money down the road, Spawn 350 came out this week. Spider-Boy issue 4. Space Usagi, Death and Honor, issue 3. Elvira meets H.P. Lovecraft, number 1. Just don't ask about the name of the cat. You can Google that yourself.
Yeah, go for it.
Army of Darkness Forever, issue 5. Transformers, issue 5. G.I. Joe, 304. And Cobra Commander, issue 2. So, there you go. Yeah, if you're going to figure out the name of his cat, just make sure no woke people are around or kids or anybody that's sensitive.
I'm sensitive.
I know. You got to use special soap. All right. For that jacket you always wear. Let's go to wrestling news. It's like Gossamer. AEW has announced that Forbidden Door 3 will be held this year at Arthur Ashe Stadium in New York. So if you're in the area, there you go.
Be careful. You'll get AIDS.
That's true. Apparently, a writer for WWE named Jennifer Pepperman left the company a couple weeks ago. And WWE pretty much expected her to immediately go to AEW, which she has done, where she is going to be Sasha Banks' personal writer. So there you go. I mean, that pretty much is a lock that Sasha Banks will be debuting in Boston. So there you go. And everybody's like, oh, she gets a personal writer. I'm like, yeah, Rock has one too. Brian Gerwitz. It's his. They help write the promos and stuff for that character. It's not out of the realm of normal. So, Tony Khan announced Ring of Honor Super Card of Honor April 5th in Philadelphia. So, if you want to go watch wrestling and then immediately get murdered, go to that. Ooh. And Elimination Chamber was yesterday morning early in Upside Down Australia Land over there. Nothing too remarkable in the show from what I saw. But this was an interesting thing. Michael Cole pretty much let it out that WWE had to reroute the Elimination Chamber cage on its way to Perth because of pirates. He said originally it was supposed to ship through the Suez Canal, but pirates ended those plans. So it was sent to Miami, transported via a truck to LA, taken by ship to Sydney, and then by a train to Perth. All that to get the cage to do the show.
How do I sign up to be on a ship and kill pirates?
There used to be a magazine called Soldier of Fortune.
That sounds amazing. I would love to do that.
But I don't know how. I don't know if you like mercenaries do that anymore.
I don't. People are just so sensitive now. We can't do that anymore.
Well, it's like, well, they're pirates, but they're a certain group of the protected people pirates, and I don't know if you can.
All you need is an RPG.
Yeah, right. Shoot, go old school. You cannonballs. Fuck yeah. Be like Sea of Thieves, boy.
How much is that? How much would they pay you? I've heard they pay people a lot to do that kind of shit.
Probably.
Oh God, could you imagine? Go you work for 6 weeks and make six figures?
You the peg leg? Hell yeah. A little peg. Fuck yeah. Oh, you'd fit right in. Now we got to get you a pirate skin in Fortnite.
Dude.
But yeah, blowing up pirates.
Avast the hearties!
But yeah, that's it for wrestling news. Vince, you got anything for video games this week? Speaking I know it of, was kind of a thin news week this week.
Speaking of pirates, Game Informer is giving Skull and Bones 7.5.
Really?
But I heard it's balls.
Because that's what I heard too.
I've heard it's like really bad.
Which like, I'm surprised they would give them that, you know what I mean?
Well, I don't know.
Well, it's Game Informer, so
Game Informer is usually kind of middle of the road, but I've heard it's no good. 11 years in, you know, production, and it's balls.
Yeah,
more pirates. You ready for this shit? Sea of Thieves set sail for PlayStation 5 this April.
Yep.
God, that's funny. You know why? I said this months ago when they were talking about Starfield. They like making money.
Yeah, weird, isn't it?
It's crazy how that works.
A business likes money.
Nutty. I don't understand it. Apparently the Starfield thing's a hoax or whatever, but I could see them bringing it out.
Yeah, I could see them doing it.
Because money.
Yeah. You know that thing we all need, allegedly, and
yeah, you know.
You can't just Well, certain people walk into banks. And
they were going to release it on everything until Microsoft bought them all up.
Right.
And now they're like, oh, we're not making any money.
Yeah.
What could have caused that? It's only for the Xbox and nobody owns one.
Ooh. Right.
Yeah. Speaking of dumb shits, the Borderlands movie. Have you seen the trailer for this?
I have not seen it yet. I've seen people are mad. Really? I've seen people were happy about it.
People are so pissed off about it. Roland is being played by Kevin Hart. Looks nothing like him in the movie. Cate Blanchett looks 40 years older than the character in the game. Jamie Lee Curtis is Tannis.
Ooh.
The only casting that I'm kind of okay with is Gina Gershon is Moxie.
Yeah.
I'm kind of okay with that.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Because it made sense in the game, because she had a daughter. Two kids, actually. So
I would probably have a stronger opinion if I played the games instead of just seeing like clips here and there of it.
Yeah, everybody was just like, what the fuck are you doing? This casting is fucking awful. Why?
No, I know some people really liked it, so
I was jazzed about it, but then they did this. I'm like, why can't you fuckers just make a goddamn why?
Which one is the Venezuelan transvestite ketamine dealer? Because, I mean, that would check, like, half the boxes.
Oh, yeah, the Vox thing? Well, they're going to be no longer
Vice, yeah.
Yeah, they're no longer Vice anymore. Balatro is a roguelike poker game on Steam.
Okay.
It sold over 250,000 copies in 72 hours.
Huh?
Across all the platforms it's on.
A poker game.
A roguelike. So it's got an RPG element.
Right. That's crazy.
It's probably cost this company nothing to make.
Right.
And it's killing.
They're making AAA money hand over fist. Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
And I'm sure it's getting better reviews than Suicide Squad.
If you have the chance, cheap ass gamer. There's a link. It's got a bunch of stuff for deals. I saw one for Nintendo games. Were really cheap right now. A couple of them on Amazon.
Yeah, cheap ass gamer is their Twitter handle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like or cheapassgamer.com also.
Yes, they had. I know they. I just saw that they posted. The Xbox Series, which is what I have, S or X, not top tier, but one down,
yeah,
like $80 off. So, yeah. But yeah, you can find some really good deals on there.
Yeah, so make it happen. Go there. The last thing I have. Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League, has fallen short of our expectations.
According to Warner Brothers.
You know what's even better than that? I was watching Yellow Flash the other day, and he said there were only 800 and some odd people playing it on Steam.
Wow. That's bad.
888. That's bad. Okay, hold on. On Steam, the live service action game peaked at 13,459 concurrent players, a figure that has fallen dramatically since launch. At the time of this article's publication, this is IGN.
Holy hell.
Just 480 people were playing the game on Valve's platform with a 24-hour peak of 888.
Yikes.
5 out of 10.
Is this the biggest bomb for a quote-unquote AAA franchise game?
I would say it's up there. It may be. Well, even IGN gave it a 5 out of 10. We called it repetitive and bland looter shooter that, despite an engaging story, which is bullshit, never stays fun for long enough.
Hmm.
Wow.
Well, you cram in the female empowerment and then Harley kills Batman bullshit. Yeah, nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that shit.
They wanted another Arkham game.
They wanted an Arkham game that was maybe Suicide Squad.
Right.
Now, if they would have had a Brainiac, maybe make the bad Justice League clones.
Right, or just do
like that one Blue and Gold storyline.
Yeah.
Where they were trapped in Brainiac's ship.
Yes. That would have been a lot better, but no. Yeah. Your game's bad and you should feel bad.
Do a fucking Blue and Gold fucking Arkham style game.
That I would play.
God damn. Nathan Fillion and Alan Tudyk doing the voices?
It'd be perfect.
Oh my god, let us write a fucking game! It's too late now, nobody to play it.
I know.
That's all I got.
Alright, I don't have anything for video game news, so we'll just go on to music. Another artist has sold off their iconic song catalog and all this. This time, Rod Stewart has sold his song catalog to Irving Azoff's Iconic Artists Company for $100 million in a deal that comprises interest in his publishing catalog and recorded music, as well as some name and likeness rights. Stewart commented on the sale in a statement saying, "This year marks my 60th year in the music industry. The time is right, and I feel fortunate to have found partners in Irving and his team at Iconic that I can entrust with my life's work and future musical legacy." So.
Have I told you lately that I love you?
There's a lot of urban legends about Rod Stewart.
A lot. Probably true.
I'll leave it at that. You can Google that when you're Googling H.P. Lovecraft's cat.
Yeah, because you might as well. If you're going to have that in your browser history.
You're going to be on a list anyway. So. Yeah,
fuck it. Just do it. It's fine.
All right. That's really the only thing I had for music news this week. So we will take a break here. We'll play Song of the Week. We'll plug our friends. And when we come back from break, it will be time for our top 10 draft of TV hosts. Harambe!
Captured by a foreign crew, imprisonment. The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder. Because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcasts, Castbox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
Like your music heavy, then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
Well, the action is underway!
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday nights on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back. Time for our top 10 draft of television hosts. Like I said, this is talk show, game show, anything in between. A wide array of people to choose from, Vince. And based on last week's poll, I won by a single vote.
You always win.
No, I don't. Everybody pick Vince this week so he can win.
Yeah, okay. Because that's how it works.
You're right. I will take the first pick this week.
Sure.
And I got to go Carson. Johnny Carson.
Wow, really?
Yep.
Not who I thought you were going to pick.
I might have some surprises on my list here. Who are you taking with your number one pick?
I'm taking Sammy Terry.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Damn. He was on the list. I was going to try to sneak him in if he didn't. Now I have the sad. Give me Trebek. Damn, took Sanctuary. All right. Your second pick.
I'll take Craig Ferguson.
Damn it. Yeah.
Craigie Ferg. It'd be like that sometimes.
That's a good pick. He was like number four on my list, so. I got to take him before you do. Vince, give me Indianapolis' own Mark Summers.
God damn it. You suck.
I knew he was on yours, so.
Oh, for sure.
I had to take him. All right. Fourth round. No, your third pick. Third pick.
Give me Craig Kilborn.
Ooh, Kilby.
You remember when the Daily Show used to be funny?
Yeah. Yeah, that's been
that was a long time ago.
Craig Kilborn, yeah. I'm trying to remember how to spell it because I just put Kilby. So, yeah. And then he did Late Late Show. He was the original, or when they brought back Late Late Show, it was Kilby. Yeah. So, all right. For my fourth pick, oh, you got to give me Maury.
You are the father.
Now we're getting into some crazy ones here. All right, I got to take Maury there. All right. Vince for four.
Shadow Stevens.
Was it? He was not the host.
Does he not count?
He does not count. He was not technically the host because I had to look this up because I have actually the host written down on my thing here.
You wanted him, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay, God damn it. Then I will rescind Shadow Stevens. Give me Bob Saget.
Damn it. Yes. He was on my list, yeah. Yep. But yeah, I did have to look up Shadow Stevens, so... He was the announcer, not the host.
Son of a bitch.
Right. Well, if you took Sammy Terry, you got to give me Elvira.
Ah, God damn it. Yeah, I had her too. You know what? You can have Elvira. I'm taking Joe Bob Briggs, motherfucker.
Damn it.
Whoop, whoop.
Yep, there it is. Vince wins.
Fuck, no, I don't.
Give me... Well, he had his own show, and I'm taking him. I don't care. Give me Norm.
God damn it.
That's Norm McDonald. All right, your sixth pick.
Give me the real host of Fear, Robert Stack.
Damn it. Yes, I was going to try to snake him in last. You.
Every time I hear that fucking music.
Oh, yeah. Just.
It's like PTSD.
Yep.
I mean, it's Fear. It's like, oh my God, music. That shit scared the fuck out of me. And he was so calm. He had that goopy fucking smile. Like, yeah. He knew what was going on.
The killer happens to be in your kitchen.
You're going to die in your sleep.
You poor little 5-year-old.
Yeah, right. Yeah, fuck that. Yep. Fuck that.
Damn. All right, now we're getting... I got 1, 2, 3... I got 4 picks left here. 7th round. Give me Dennis Miller.
Oh, God damn it.
You can kind of see where I get my humor from. I got Norm. I got Dennis Miller. Yeah. Bill Hicks had his own show.
He'd be number one.
He'd have been number one, yeah. All right, your 7th pick.
Conan O'Brien.
Yep. The guy NBC fucked over. My 8th pick. Let's go with game shows from our childhood for 1,000, Vince. Give me J.D. Roth.
What did he host?
He hosted a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, too. I see his face. I can't think of fucking... The wife said, God damn it, what was the show that she was talking about? Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Yeah.
She's like, what's that guy's name? I said, fuck, I don't know. My turn?
Yes, your 8th pick.
Give me Joel McHale.
Ooh. That's a really good pick.
Yeah, I like Joel.
Because he did Talk Soup.
Talk Soup, yeah.
Yeah.
It was the funnier Talk Soup.
Yes, when it was actually good, yes. Yeah. All right, let's see here. Who am I going to... You know what? Let's go with another game show that I'm sure you have forgotten about, but as soon as I say it, you're going to go, oh, give me Ken Ober.
What was he? What did he host?
Little known MTV show called Remote Control.
Oh, that's right. Oh, man. Remote Control was so good.
Yep.
That's when MTV was good.
I miss those days.
Yeah, we'll never get those back.
All right, your ninth pick.
Give me Richard Dawson.
Yep, I had him on my list, yeah.
Yeah.
Good pick.
Rapey McRapey face.
Yeah. Oh, is this your beautiful daughter?
This is your wife? Every fucking episode, man. The Family Feud.
Name something a woman leaves in the car. Yeah.
Fucking all right. Their ass right in front of everybody. I'm Richard Dawson.
I was in Hogan's Heroes. All right. I did some movies, but never mind.
I smell nothing.
Now I have to quote the great Dave Chappelle, Vince, for my final pick. Joe Rogan, I smoke rock.
Joe Rogan?
Yep. If you want to get technical, he did host Fear Factor.
I'm all right with that.
All right. What's your last pick?
You know what? Give me Arsenio Hall.
Yep.
Everybody loved that motherfucker.
Yeah, I really did. All right. Here are our lists. Vince comes in with Sammy Terry, Craig Ferguson, Craig Kilborn, Bob Saget, Joe Bob Briggs, Robert Stack, Conan, Joel McHale, Richard Dawson, and Arsenio Hall. My list, Johnny Carson, Alex Trebek, Mark Summers, Maury, Elvira, Norm, Dennis Miller, J.D. Roth, Ken Ober, and Joe Rogan. Who did you have left on yours?
Pat Sajak.
Yep, I had Sajak.
I had Svengoolie.
Yeah.
Bob Barker.
Yep.
Tom Bergeron.
I didn't have him, but that's a good one.
Because he was doing everything. There for
yeah.
A minute. Dick Clark.
Oh, I didn't even have Dick Clark. That's a great pick. Shoot.
And because I could, Groucho Marx.
Yes.
But I figured that was so way out there that nobody would fucking.
Right, but you picked Sammy Terry.
Right, yeah, well, that was my tugboat pick.
I know. I had Springer, Steve Harvey, Chris Hardwick, Morton Downey Jr., Phil Donahue, Jeremy Clarkson, Eric Andre, Larry King, Regis, Colin Quinn, the Oprah.
Really? The Oprah?
She made the big board just because she's, you know. I had Chuck Woolery. The one you were looking for, Vince, with Shadow Stevens, John Davidson.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Who else did I hear? I had Bob Eubanks. So, yeah. We did pretty good there. All right. Here's some listener picks, Vince. Roboto came in with Bob Barker, Drew Carey, Wayne Brady. Gonna have to choke a bitch. Bill sure. Shatner for Rescue 911. Robert Stack, Mark Summers, Kirk Fogg, Legends of the Hidden Temple. And Greg Lee for Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
Oh, fuck. With Rockapella?
Yep. Bop. Bop. Dop. Bop. Yep. And Chris with the other ones here. Elvira. Sho. Kusugi for Ninja Theater. The Higgins Boys and Gruber. Al Bundy, the No Ma'am, I Want My Psycho Dad TV show. The Crypt Keeper. Crypt Keeper is a good pick. Mark Summers and Norm. So, thank you guys. I will post it. Vince will win this week.
Yeah, I doubt it.
You better win. I did not see any listener questions this week, Vince.
Sweet.
Yeah, I was waiting for that. All right. Well, let's just go into clown world. Did you see the stories? The South Carolina primary was yesterday, and even with Democrats voting for Nikki Haley and not hiding that they were really not hiding that they were Democrats and that they were trying to take votes away for Trump, Nikki Haley, not her real name, by the way, was crushed by double the number of votes that have ever been received in the state by Trump. So she basically won Columbia and Charleston, the cities, and the whole rest of the states went Trump. So there you go.
I love Charleston, though.
The chew or the dance?
The both. Oh, you ever been to Charleston?
No, I haven't.
Oh. Oh.
Is it lovely this time of year?
Oh. I don't know what it is about Charleston. Damn, I like Charleston.
Okay, well. Vince, cell phones were down this week. At first, there was a solar flare. A massive solar flare did come out of the sun this week. At first, it was blamed on that. Then, what's this balloon thing? Can you explain?
There's another weather type spy balloon floating over the western half of the United States right now. I don't even know where it's at. Nobody's talking about it.
I saw Colorado, Utah area was last I heard, and that it had Air Force squadron following it.
Now, a lot of ham operators will launch balloons like APRS balloons. But no one said anything, whether it was like an amateur hobby balloon or, you know what I mean? Nobody said anything.
Right. All I've heard is it was a high altitude balloon.
Yeah. Nobody said shit. The news isn't saying anything. Why would they? They're in bed with the fucking Chinese government. They're a bunch of goddamn commies, too. So, you know.
Right.
I don't know where it's at. Nobody said anything.
Don't know if they've shot it down, retrieved it. And we know nothing, Sergeant Schultz. So. All right, next story here. An illegal from Venezuela who was released from U.S. Border Patrol custody. Now accused of murdering a young woman who was going for a run in Athens, Georgia. Surprisingly, on his booking sheet, he's listed as white. He's not white.
All these fucking white people. No, they do that on purpose. So they,
get the per capitas down. Right. But Border Patrol let this guy go when he crossed illegally, and he now went and killed a woman who was just going out for a run, nursing student, I believe.
Right, but these evil white men.
Yeah. CBS might be in some trouble here. After firing investigative reporter Catherine Herridge, who was investigating the Hunter Biden laptop story. She's basically the one that broke the story besides the New York Post. CBS has reportedly seized her belongings that were in her office. Apparently, they seized all of her belongings, including files, computers, and most importantly, information on privileged sources. A former CBS manager who spoke on a condition of anonymity said that he had never heard of anything like this. And reporter Jonathan Turley said he attested to the fact that in the past departures, journalists took all of their files and office contents. Indeed, the company would box up everything from cups to Post-its for departing reporters. He said the holding on of the material was outrageous and clearly endangered confidential sources. This woman has like Pentagon sources and stuff. And CBS is like, oh, we're holding on to all your shit. Why? And how's that legal?
Nice.
Yeah, nothing to see here, folks. We'll just fire the reporter and have top men watch over her stuff. So,
top men.
Yes. Speaking of Vince, I want you to explain to me how this is legal. Microsoft, in their official 2023 diversity and inclusion report, openly admit that they are paying white people less than other ethnic groups in the name of something called, quote, pay equity. Doesn't that just sound like a massive class action lawsuit?
Yeah. Microsoft.
Yep.
I love Microsoft.
But that not is That is not the most retarded story of the week. This might be, according to the National Health Service in the UK, quote, trans women's milk is just as good for children as breast milk.
What?
Dear AI, just do it. Do it, you cowards. Do it.
You won't. You don't have hair on your ass.
You ain't got hairs because you're AI, but I triple robotic dog dare you.
Yeah, you won't, yeah. You're a bitch.
Yeah.
Trans. Okay. Keep going. You're fucking retarded. Please, British people in the government in Britain, go fuck yourselves.
Yes. Dateline, Nashville, Tennessee. A 19-year-old awaiting two trials in separate murder cases now faces new charges after a shooting. Oswaldo Corrado, accused of shooting a 23-year-old man in the hand and pointing a gun at his cousin. This was on the 16th. His new charges include aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and aggravated assault, serious bodily injury. Corrado, who was out on bond, already charged in the deadly shooting of a 34-year-old on November 16th of 2020 and a 22-year-old on a month later in 2020. In those cases, he's charged with two counts of criminal homicide and one count of first-degree premeditated murder, but was out on bond in each of those cases, $75,000 bond, and then went and shot another person. Shot sure. Somebody else.
Like you.
Yeah. This next thing, California, we don't like you, your government. I could see them passing this and then other states trying to do the same. On Friday, California Assembly member Mike Gibson, a Democrat, surprisingly, introduced a bill that would require homeowners insurance companies to ask people applying for insurance, how many guns do you have in the house? And then report it to the government.
I don't have any.
Nope. I ain't got shit. I dare you. But yeah, they're going to try it. Well, we can't make a list, but we can have insurance companies do it.
Oh,
you have guns, because the guy that has the insurance company has a home address.
Mm-hmm. How many guns do you have in the house? None. I'm guns.
They're all at your house, buddy.
I didn't even have a boating accident. I just don't
have
them.
I just don't have any. No, I don't have any. No, I don't know what you're talking about. The mayor of Kansas City is upset, Vince, because the governor of Missouri called the youths that shot 22 people and killed one.
Yeah.
He called them thugs.
Shit, motherfucker.
Now, the mayor of Kansas City isn't upset that they, you know, shot kids and killed a mother. He's upset because the governor called a couple black kids thugs.
Shit, motherfucker.
I can't say out loud what I'm thinking, but it's not good, and it's probably historically accurate. Speaking of outdated farm equipment, a black female Mississippi cop was arrested this week for shoplifting while in uniform. She stole a $140 pair of shoes from Dick's Sporting Goods and then left the scene in her police car. She was arrested and charged with a misdemeanor for shoplifting. Just had to get them Jordans, y'all. In uniform and left in the cop car.
Sure.
Quadruple robotic dog dare your AI.
Do it. You won't.
I know. Dateline Indianapolis, Vince.
Oh.
One person is dead and five people are wounded after a shooting at a Waffle House. This is the southwest side of Indy. Upon arrival, officers located five gunshot victims, two female, three male. Two guns were recovered at the scene of the shooting. Police say one of the female victims died at a local hospital. She was identified as Crystal Kennebrew, 35. Believe all others found at the scene are stable. I don't think any more died. I haven't heard any more about this. This story seemingly disappeared. I'm guessing youths.
How do you spell her last name?
K-E-N-N-E-B-R-E-W, Kennebrew.
Oh, it came up. Oh, shit. Oh, damn.
But yeah, I'm guessing a couple, don't call them thugs, is the shooting.
Thugs. Basketball Americans!
Dribble, dribble, censored. Yeah.
Shit.
A Catholic couple in Indiana is asking the Supreme Court to hold the state accountable for keeping their child out of their home after they declined to use the chosen name and pronouns of the child. They're appealing to the Supreme Court after they were investigated by Indiana officials for refusing to refer to their son using pronouns and a name inconsistent with his biological sex. Basically, they're arguing the state courts allowed Indiana to keep the kid from his parents due to just a disagreement. They have strong religious beliefs, and that's where this is. Apparently, there was allegations of abuse. The state investigated, found absolutely none, and that those claims were unsubstantiated. But the state still argued that the disagreement over gender identity, it was distressing to the child. So it'd be a crack upside the head with a Louisville Slugger. But, oh, you didn't use my right name. I'm going to take your kid away. Well, no. Yeah, people that do that have home addresses, too. So
good luck.
Yeah. Tennessee has enacted legislation this week banning state and local involvement in the United Nations initiatives, including Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, and climate change schemes. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but basically it's the whole net zero emissions 2050 thing, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. Tennessee is like, we're not doing it. And since the UN works with numerous non-governmental and intergovernmental organizations, we will no longer be giving money to those organizations or entering into any agreements with those organizations. So, finally, a state got it right. I'll be damned.
Yeah, maybe the entire Midwest should follow suit.
Right.
You like eating?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Vince, remember they said that shot was safe and effective?
No.
You don't remember when they said that?
Oh, I remember when they said it. I don't ever remember it being that way.
Well, I don't think it is now because the American Red Cross is asking blood donors if you've taken the COVID shot. If you answer yes, they want you to call ahead and see if you're still eligible to give blood. Why would you not be eligible if you took the shot? It's safe and effective. American Red Cross. Yeah, that don't sound right. You know what I mean?
That's
weird.
Hold on. You can donate blood after getting a COVID-19 vaccine.
Oh, you can?
I'm at the American Red Cross's fucking webpage.
Well, the thing I saw from there, it was on their social media, said if you answer yes, they want you to call ahead and see if you're still eligible. So, yeah. So I don't know. That's a weird story. This next thing might be the creepiest story of the week, Vince. This comes from the Daily Mail over in the UK. Biden, during a moment of clarity, was asked the key to his good marriage. Do you know what he said?
Sex.
Good sex.
Yeah.
He didn't say with who, which daughter, but it's out loud too soon. He won't remember.
Yeah, nobody else will either.
Yeah, I know. Secretary Blinken of the State Department here has warned staff at the Department of State. There are certain words they're no longer allowed to use, Vince. Would you like the list?
I would.
They're no longer allowed to use the words manpower, you guys, ladies and gentlemen, mother, father, son, daughter, husband, wife.
Go fuck yourself.
With a rusty nail.
Oh.
Yeah. Huh. Government's cracking down for what you can say. That whole First Amendment thing, I swear, is supposed to still be in effect. Speaking of things you can say, Swiss authorities over in the Switzerland over there, they want to block certain websites in, quote, in the event of a power shortage, end quote, social media companies would be the first ones taken offline.
I mean,
no need to get what's really going on out there, huh? You know, for a power shortage, like an attack on the grid or a cyber attack.
Yeah. Oh my God. I just saw this.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Google has been granted access to Reddit's content for training of its AI models, citing, quote, access to fresher information, but still won't create AI images of white people, which is weird because you put that in and it makes George Washington black.
Well, it was a Jew who's in charge of that. You
yes.
know. Did you see that?
Yes.
And he like goes off on this racist white diatribe for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
We don't know why it's picking just fucking brown people to do this historical shit for.
I put in George Washington. It gives me George Floyd. Yeah. We know why.
Oh, boy, Goyim, you're going to like the AI. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Back in your tunnel, Rabbi. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of, boy, that's a segue and a half. Israel.
I guess. Fault.
They're now not just bombing Gaza, by the way. Now they're bombing two other countries, Lebanon and Syria.
You can't talk about war crimes because that's anti-Semitism. Oy vey.
God, you sound like Jerry Lewis trying to pass a kidney stone.
Have I said fuck the Jews yet today on the show?
Not yet, but there you go.
Yeah, fuck the Jews.
Speaking of, IDF, the Israeli Defense Force this week, admitted that they fired on a UN food convoy that was bound for northern Gaza on an Israeli-approved route. The IDF shot at the food convoy and told them to turn back. Genocide? What's that? Huh.
That one guy in the 40s, what's his name? He might have had it. He might have been onto something.
Well, I mean, he didn't shave the mustache all the way. He left a little bit, but that's what happens when you kick people out of art school. Weird. The U.S. this week vetoed a UN Security Council push for a ceasefire in Gaza.
Huh. We got to keep the war machine going.
That's it right there. Why would they veto that? Oh, you're making money.
Speaking of the Jews, can I tell you a little story?
Absolutely.
Chris, good friend of the show.
Yep.
Son of this guy. He said, have you noticed Black History Month hasn't really been pushed this hard this year.
Yeah, it's been kind of quiet.
Have you noticed that?
It's been kind of quiet.
One of his friends, one of somebody else he talks to says, yeah, because Israel is right in the middle of a thing right now. So the fucking light bulb clicked. Oh, my God.
The people that are always pushing it are a little busy killing right. other brown people. Gotcha. Yeah, that's
good shit.
A lot of sense.
Yeah, it does.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Next thing here. According to the Israeli finance minister, I'm going to read this quote. You ready? Quote, our hostages in Gaza are not the most important thing right now, end quote. So your people that you said are being held by terrorists are not your top priority.
This is probably a bad take, and I don't care. But you know how they Fortnited into that fucking
yes.
I don't think it was
I know what you're thinking.
I think it was an Israeli false flag.
A lot of people have said that.
I think it was a false flag to start the land grab.
Yep. A lot of people think that.
and to start sacrificing the perfect red heifers, as it were.
Yeah.
Because of their flying spaghetti monster belief of starting the next apocalypse.
Yep, Third Temple. Yep. Well, let's go to the other clusterfuck over that way. Ukraine. Victoria Nuland, who Ukraine is her baby because she's the one that got Zelensky in power back when they did a coup in 2016. But she was on CNN talking about her baby Ukraine there. And she said, quote, "And by the way, we have to remember that the bulk of this money that's going to Ukraine is going right back into the U.S. economy to make the weapons." Might be the dumbest sentence of the week.
War is good money. You know what I mean?
Yep. But yeah, she's the one that got the democratically elected president kicked out and their puppet Zelensky, their money laundering guy, put in under Obama. A lot of people don't remember that. A couple things here in the show. NATO. This is fucking, here we go. NATO has given Ukraine permission, giving them permission to strike targets inside of Russia with soon-to-be-delivered F-16 jets. This came from a NATO chief, gave an interview this week. Putin warned that if U.S.-made F-16 jets strike Russia, Ukraine may no longer be the only target.
Bullshit. Shut up.
Just do it.
You won't.
I'm so tired of this shit. Just
how many fucking red lines have been crossed since fucking last year? Yeah. Shut up.
If you ain't gonna do it, make AI do it. Just end it. Come on. You're all cowards.
Fucking Putin's a bitch.
A whole generation of Ukrainian white males have died so you can keep lining your pockets and money laundering and Zelensky can make his new Israel. That's why you kicked out the Orthodox Christian Church and banned the other political party and took over all the radio and TV stations. And it sounds very dictator-like, don't it?
Crazy, isn't it?
Weird. Last thing here, Vince. This is kind of hilarious. We're going to end on this. Speaking of Putin, Russia has placed Lindsey Graham on their terrorist and extremist list.
Yeah, Putin's a bitch.
Yeah, that's... Just do it.
Just do it.
Get it over with. Come
on. How many lines have been crossed?
At least four.
Don't cross this fucking line.
I'll do it.
I'll fucking do it. Yeah.
Don't
cross this line. I'll fucking do it. Every world leader in Davos.
Yeah.
You could have fucking done it.
Yep.
Every NATO cock sucking motherfucker in that one building. You could have fucking done it.
You could have lit it up. You could have lit the candle.
Don't fucking do it! Cross this line!
You know, it's probably a good thing we're not in charge of a country.
I don't know. I don't fucking... I don't fucking care.
We'd push the button.
Push the button in a minute. We've had a good run.
I'd use fucking Biden's thumb. Joe, push this. Your daughter will pop up. Ooh, like a jack-in-the-box.
Covered whoosh, in ice whoosh. Cream.
Yes, covered in ice cream and sprinkles. Sprinkles! I push a button. Yeah.
You ain't black if you don't vote for me.
Yeah, I'm gonna go eat chicken with the black people. Okay, Joe.
Touch the hair on my leg. Touch it. How old are you?
Nope, can't say that one out loud. That's Secret Service. All right, Vince, you got any final thoughts for this week?
Keep your stick on the ice. The women don't find you handsome. At least they'll find you handy.
Can't take the high road, take the high ground. Man, just be ready for whatever's coming, because something is. And if it does, we won't talk to you next week, but if it don't, we'll be here.
Bye.